This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Health on the air. Help us all help you. Pay attention as Dr. Jack Stockwell from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, goes through many of the headlines in the world of health news so that you can understand what the impact is of some of the research that's being done, how it may help you to modify your lifestyle choices so that you don't become a statistic, at least a negative statistic anyway. Let's get at it here. The
Dr. Doc. I think you need to take it again and just introduce me again.
Why? What did I say? Did I say Jack instead of you?
You did.
Did I really?
Good God. We'll forget about it. You know, you're human.
The two of you are here. Yeah, and I get into sort of autopilot mode when it comes to the
take
two of
two.
You. Take two. On the introduction, Karen Straz wasn't all over me for that because she's usually paying very close attention to everything that I say. There is a danger of autopilot when I do as much as I do on the air, and I've been doing it for as long as I have.
It's a reflex.
And people around. It is. It's a reflex action to the two of you who both have very different ways of looking at medicine, but both are valued performers, if you will.
Well, it just points out I do listen to what you say.
I'm glad. And I listen to what you say as well. But I did say Lake Cardiology.
You did?
I said, I do remember that. Anyway.
You did, but I didn't. I've never seen him in my office.
You probably won't either. Nor will I see you in his office.
I don't want to misrepresent him or me.
No, not under any
circumstances. They may come looking for him.
Well, they could come looking for him. Why, do you not think they'd come looking for you? The government's all over everybody.
I didn't say who might come. I mean, maybe.
Oh, right. That's very true. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a certified by the American Heart Association and pretty much every other branch of health and medicine as being one of the premier cardiologists in our country. And as such, he comes across a lot of information that he studies so that he'll be aware of not only what's going on in the heart, but how to help his patients in other ways. That's why I love Ken as a friend, but I love him in terms of him interpreting what's going on in my body. He's got all kinds of doodads and gadgets in his office down in Florida, and you'd probably find it fun. They take an excursion down there to Lake Cardiology. If you want to do that, call the office for an appointment. 352-735-1400 is the number in Central Florida. 352-735-1400. Accessible to Disney, accessible to the Space Coast. It's a fabulous place to go. And why not get a health tune-up? Florida is a good place to go when you want to get to, I think, just kind of look around and see who's there and how they're living and how well they're living and use that as a barometer. I noticed, speaking of Florida, one of the stories this week that I know you've looked into has to do with hepatitis A and how big a problem. Why would that be? What's going on?
Exactly. And I think this is going to become a bigger problem in a lot of other areas of the country. And it's not only Florida, but it is Florida because our Florida Surgeon General in the last few days made front page news as he declared a health emergency here in Florida regarding hepatitis A. Let's talk a little bit about hepatitis A because hepatitis B and C usually get the news, but this is a different virus. It's the hepatitis A virus, and this is a disease that also affects the liver, and it can occur when a person drinks water or eats food that is, yes, contaminated by the fecal matter of another person infected with hepatitis A, not to get too clinical. A person can also contract this virus through unprotected oral or anal sex. The hepatitis A virus triggers symptoms similar to those of flu, which are relatively mild and usually last no longer than 2 months. So usually this just goes away. However, sometimes the virus can affect the liver health to the extent that it may threaten liver function. Hepatitis A is completely preventable through vaccination. Over the past year, there have been about 2,600 new cases of hepatitis A, of which 72% required hospitalization here in Florida. As many as 65 new cases occurred in the past 2 weeks alone. This is a steep increase, Doug, from the year before when there was a total of 548 cases of hepatitis A throughout the entire year. The best way to prevent hepatitis A is through vaccination and to maintain good personal hygiene habits. Homelessness may be an important factor at play in the current health emergency. Los Angeles, all the places around the country that are having homelessness issues have hepatitis A problems. Homelessness increases the risk of infection. Groups most at risk should receive the anti-hepatitis A vaccine. I think the next time you go to your primary care physician, ask for yourself whether your primary care physician thinks that you are at enough risk to get this vaccine, because with the vaccine, it's totally preventable. Once you get the illness, it's then there's no specific treatment like hepatitis C, where we're actually curing hepatitis C, which is a much more deadlier, commonly deadlier virus. But with hepatitis A, we usually just support the patient. And here is a way to prevent it with the vaccine.
So in terms of it's in Florida and thinking about Los Angeles and other places. So staying away from it is one thing, but I guess I'm wondering in terms of how this all gets started. Where does this stuff come from?
Oh, you want me to get gross again?
Well, I don't want you to get gross. I just want to know, you know, and not how it starts now, but how did it first start? Where did it come from in the beginning, way back to wherever it is that at first somebody got afflicted with it? How do these things start?
Well, if you believe in evolution, DNA just changes to survive. And these viruses have a will to survive, and they create themselves, they mutate, and they change, and they evolve. And hepatitis A evolves, and then it's passed around by somebody who is infected. It gets into their fecal matter, they excrete it out, and then you get it on your hands and you put it in your mouth, and that's how you get the virus. And that's why this homeless is really a problem, as people, you want me to get clinical, just defecate in the streets, and people get their hands on it and they put it in their mouth, and that's why it becomes a huge problem in the homeless community.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man. It really is. Lifestyle choices. It's hard.
Good hygiene and vaccination, and this is totally preventable.
Yeah. All right, listen to Dr. Ken, 14 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, advising you make sure that everything in your body, you're cleaning everything, every nook and cranny, and there's nothing worse than being around somebody who has body odor. But think of your mouth. And what happens, the equivalent of body odor in your mouth are those stains on your teeth, the enamel that's yellow and really yucky. And what that means to your gum health, it means that you could have some serious complications, because gums and gum disease is an indicator of other things that could really be bothersome down the road in your overall health and wellness structure. So you may say this is a stretch, but it's not really. Getting your enamel to be as it is supposed to be, that is white and bright, is important. You want to get rid of the things that cause, if you drink a lot of coffee and tea, that sort of thing, and you still want to do it, then you've got to know that it's going to keep yellowing your teeth. And no amount of brushing is going to get rid of it unless you use the toothpaste that has all those little plastic things in them that eat away at the enamel and expose your teeth, the dentin of your teeth, and that's where tooth decay comes in. So let's not have that problem. Let's get rid of the yellow on your teeth the natural way. the intelligent way with power swabs that work, by the way, in just 5 minutes. First time you use them, look at your teeth, and if you had some impactful way of measuring how many shades whiter they are after having used power swabs for the first time, you'll see a difference. You can just look in the mirror. Lifts the stains not only off your regular teeth, but off caps and crowns and veneers. There are multiple treatments that should be used because it increases the efficacy, makes it work better. There are 20-25 different dental treatments for whitening your teeth. This is the only one in the country that is completely natural. No harm can come. So you want to remove the stains caused by tobacco, coffee, tea, and get the white teeth that you want. Let's leave a good lasting impression. Let's call 800-208-1797. Get power swabs today. Use the DJV code, and you get power swabs at half the retail price. Super fast, super easy. Hygienist and dentist approved. Give up your coffee? Nah, you don't have to. Give up your wine? Nah, you don't have to. Transform your smile. Use power swabs, and in 5 minutes, see the difference. Power swabs, the natural way to get rid of the stains in your teeth. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get it at half price.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day Health program. Opioid users getting the proper overdose antidote, is this not available? This is a problem, apparently, because there's not enough of it available, right?
It is. CDC sounding off this week that naloxone, that drug, it can reverse an opioid overdose, but far too little of the life-saving drug is used where it's needed the most. According to the CDC's Vital Signs report this week, too few doctors are prescribing naloxone as recommended to patients taking high-dose opioids or opioids plus benzodiazepines such as Valium and Xanax or to those with a substance use disorder.
Uh-huh. So there's a bill apparently before Congress, sponsored by a prominent senator and congressman, to make this more of a priority. Is this just politics as usual?
This is a good thing. There's so much under-prescribing of this naloxone, it could save millions of lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the opioid, the whole thing, and the drug companies, man. You talk about a black eye on society. Wow. 21 after the hour on today's Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back to our discussion about your health. Breaking news from the world of health as studied by Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Red meat has been linked to a higher risk of breast cancer. Is this now, we've been talking of late about, and every time you bring up breast cancer, you remind us that men are getting it, as well as women, because there are so many obese men. Their breasts are big, and so they're at risk as well, I'm guessing. Is that, can we apply this to both men and women, this warning, this danger?
Sure, but this study was in women because breast cancer is the number one cancer among women worldwide.
Yep.
And obviously it's not the number one cancer among men. So it's such a huge problem in women, and it shouldn't be forgotten in men. But this is out of the International Journal of Cancer this week. And we know that previous research, Doug, has found that eating more red meat increases the risk of several diseases, including, let's go over them again, colorectal cancer, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and overall mortality. But the news this week is that we are adding breast cancer to the list. And again, red meat includes beef, veal, pork, lamb, and some game.
Wasn't there something that we talked about, it seems to me, in the last week or so, about the various types of, excuse me, white meat that are not good for you? Chicken included, and they're the same as red meat. Red meat and chicken and poultry and lamb have just the same sort of risk when you eat them. It isn't just red meat. So I wonder if that includes linking those other meats to a higher risk of breast cancer as well.
Well, there has been recently a study like that. It was published back in June showing that white meat was an issue. And the harm there was it affected the cholesterol levels as bad as red meat. And that was the detail in there. But in terms of affecting cancer, that has not yet been shown.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll wait for that one. It seems common sense, though. You put them together and you have, hello, A and B equals C.
In fact, in this study about breast cancer, those who ate more chicken had less breast cancer among women.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Next up, osteoarthritis and how to avoid, if you have it, things that are worse for you. Or could lead to something worse, right?
Yes, common, unfortunate problem. And again, too often we see in medicine, you try and treat one thing and you think you're going to make it better and you make something else worse. This is published this week in the medical journal Arthritis and Rheumatology. People with osteoarthritis, that's the kind of joint problem where you have wear and tear. Everybody gets it as they age, who take these NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You know them by the name Celebrex, Motrin, Advil, Indocin, Voltaren. People who take these NSAIDs have a 23% higher likelihood of developing heart disease. Specifically, when you take these, and we're not talking about for a week or two, we're talking about chronic use. You take them all the time. They have a 42% higher risk of developing heart failure, 17% higher risk of developing ischemic heart disease, and 14% higher risk of stroke. It's important for people with osteoarthritis to take their care providers this information and ask, discuss the risks and benefits of these NSAIDs with your provider and see personally for you whether there should be another way.
In the next half hour, you may be surprised to hear from Dr. Ken what it is that keeps you awake, what you can drink and what you can't drink or ought not to drink. In the next half hour, we'll focus on that. Plus, why is it so difficult to get clean, sterilized items in the hospital? It's very interesting. And a study on the paleo diet I want to talk to you about, Ken. That's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Uterine fibroids are a common problem for women. They usually occur when women are between ages 30 and 40. These abnormal growths can cause symptoms such as heavy menstrual bleeding, pelvic pain, and urinary frequency. Not all fibroids need to be treated, but if they do,
there are lots of different treatment options that you can try, and a lot of them are highly effective, so you don't necessarily need a hysterectomy.
If a fibroid doesn't need to be removed, Dr. Shannon Lachlan Tomaso says medications can treat the symptoms. There are also several procedures, such as radiofrequency ablation and focused ultrasound ablation, where the aim is relieving symptoms by shrinking the fibroid.
Well, there's one more surgical option that you don't have to remove the uterus, and that's called myomectomy, which means removal of the fibroids alone. And that's been the gold standard for women who have large fibroids that also still want to get pregnant.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats who want to replace President Trump in the White House calling him a white supremacist. New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, the latest candidate to call the president this. She joins O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, who call the president a racist and a white supremacist.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
Joe Biden telling reporters,
his low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacy. supremacists this week. I don't believe fooled anyone.
President Trump tweeting, the Dems' new weapon is actually their old weapon, one which they never cease to use when they are down or run out of facts. Racism! Exclamation point. They are truly disgusting! Exclamation point. They even used it on Nancy Pelosi. I will be putting out a list of all people who have been so ridiculously accused. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
More now on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. Yes, the right doctor. had the right doctor in the focus here doing our review of the news from the world of health. Questions from you, if we can get at them, you can send them to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com or Twitter at Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, do yourself a big favor, like I did any number of years ago, with all the tools and gadgets. You said you got some new stuff down there to translate. What's different? What kind of new appliances do you have to measure people's bodily functions?
You know, the equipment we use has a lifespan, and it continuously upgrades the technology, and we this week just put in two new ultrasound machines that are state-of-the-art, and it's just amazing. I remember when I was in training how we could barely see with these ultrasound gadgets, and now it's just phenomenal how well we can see. And we're also moving all of our images into the cloud, and that's a transition also. So now anywhere I can get a computer, I can look at studies. It's really just a nice thing, that making a transition from what's called a PACS in the cloud, where you go back. I've really participated in the history of ultrasound of the heart as a medical student, really with the introduction of one dimension, then going to two dimensions, to three dimensions, and looking at colors in the ultrasound. And we used to store this on VCR tape. Can you imagine? And you had to look for studies and scan through the VCRs. And then we moved to a much nicer way of doing it digitally. And now the state of the art is to put this all up in the cloud, not have any of this cumbersome digital equipment even at your site. Put it all up in the cloud, all digitally, and then you can read it anywhere. You have a computer, and the viewers are so good, you don't even need a fancy viewer on your own computer. The people who do this have the viewer in their systems, and as we have imagined the ability to do this, most of us thought about this a decade or more ago, the ability to do this, and it was just ahead of the technology that's available. Well, the future is here, and we can do this. So the next time you come to the office, you thought you saw your heart clearly. Now we move to super high definition. It's just unbelievable.
Really? All right. That's not the machine that you stick the goop in your veins that makes you hot. That's not the same machine.
No, this is just plain ultrasound, a little cylinder on the chest, and voila, we can see inside you, and it's just...
I especially like it or appreciate that tool because you've said over the years that I have just this little bit of a swelling in my aortic artery, and I think that's where it is, and so you keep your eye on it. It hasn't changed any. But you need to keep out. That's the kind of technology that I think is so fabulous, and why we ought to be thankful living in an era where that stuff is available. Whether it's used on everybody or not remains to be seen. But people like Ken, who know what the hell they're doing, know what the heck they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they can read this stuff, and they can tell whether there are things. Then you do the same thing with my carotid artery, where you always had the same sort of little bit of blockage over the years. Hasn't changed. And
yes.
It would be interesting to see how this new tool looks at it versus the old tool.
We'll see it amazingly better. The nice thing about ultrasound, there's no radiation. There's no, it's almost never an IV, very rarely. And it's just real simple. I've been around this for over 30 years, and it's just safe, low energy sound.
He hesitates when he says 35 because he thinks it makes him sound old. No, it's your experienced. And I want to go to a doctor, frankly.
Well, if you add medical school, I've been around it for 40 years.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I love it when you brag about your stuff, too. Why not? Brag about your people, brag about the facilities. Lake Cardiology, contact Ken if you want to through his office to get checked out by all that new technology, 352-735-1400. I would think anybody in the Orlando area, Central Florida, anywhere in Florida has got a hard question. You'd be the first stop if it was me. But you are the first stop, and I'm not even there. So moving along now to another study, the impact of drinking various things before you go to bed. A lot of people over the years have said, I can't drink coffee because it'll keep me up. Apparently, that ain't necessarily so, right?
Yeah, this is a really surprising study. You're usually good at intuitively figuring out the end conclusions before this, you even read the study and say, duh. This was a reverse to me. This is a published journal in the medical journal Sleep. It was done by researchers at several institutions, Florida Atlantic University, Harvard, Emory, and Mississippi Medical Center. So, it's hard to fudge this data. It's a multi-center study. And this surprising new study reveals that drinking alcohol within 4 hours of sleep is far more likely to disrupt your sleep than caffeine. And nicotine, whether from smoking cigarettes or vape, was even more strongly associated with insomnia, particularly if vaped or smoked in the evening. As for coffee, researchers from these institutions found no significant link to sleeplessness.
Wow. There you go, folks. Drink away. Help yourself. Here's something that I find amazing. You know, you're just talking about how fabulous technology is and the new stuff that's available. So there are some tools that are used to diagnose diseases in your body. And apparently, according to a question that came from somebody, and apparently there's a reference to this in an article that appears in the New York Times about patients getting sick with these tools that cannot be, that they insert into your intestine, they can't be sterilized, at least by the usual methods. They get hand scrubbed and they put them in a dishwasher, but that's it. They don't apparently have the ability, even if they use chemicals on them, to kill some of the microorganisms that are on them, and so they use them over and over and over and over and over again, and it has, because of what they can't do, has sickened hundreds of patients in hospitals in this country. And I don't understand why you can't just, whatever, they sterilize all the other tools. Why can't they sterilize this thing?
Well, these are duodenoscopes. These are scopes that put
easy
down,
for you to say.
Right.
Duodenoscope?
Duodenum. This is, you know, the part of the small intestine that comes right off the stomach.
Right.
And these scopes, for looking there, are felt to be so important for looking at the small intestines and treating diseases of the pancreas and the bile ducts. And apparently these fiber optic devices are constantly reused but cannot be sterilized by usual methods.
Does that make any sense to you?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And a lot of people are demanding either redesign them or take them off the market. And, you know, it...
A lot of people are getting sick.
Yes.
With them. But I don't understand why they can't... And they don't offer a good explanation as to why they can't be sterilized.
Well, they're hand-scrubbed and then put through dishwasher-like machines that use chemicals to kill the microorganisms. Some of this is probably human error. And, you know, you work with a number of people and you see it. You know, you train people, you give them a protocol, but they forget. And I would imagine some of this is because there is human involvement in this before you put it in the machine, and that's probably a part of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least it's food for thought. Keep yourself with another reason to eat well and keep yourself healthy. I want to talk about the perils of the paleo diet. If Ken thinks there are any, we scrutinize that in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a question about another aspect of your health and well-being. Ken always has those five things that he says. Eat well, blah, 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 and get 7 to 8 hours of rest. That is, go to bed and close your eyes and go to sleep and stay in whatever position you are in so you can get a good 7 to 8 hours. So when you wake up, you feel great. If you're waking up and you're feeling worse than you did before you went to bed, sounds like your mattress could be in need of transforming. Like Ken got new equipment in his office. Maybe you need new equipment in your bedroom. MyPillow has the answer. MyPillow mattresses, MyPillow mattress toppers to go along with their MyPillows and the sheets that they have, those Giza sheets. The essence of this is all of these products, with the exception, obviously, of the mattress. You can't put that in your washing machine. Everything else, wash it and dry it and use it over and over and over again, so that you can control the circumstances under which you sleep. It's a great, this is a fabulous American company. I love talking about Mike Lindell and how they put the whole program together at MyPillow, that you benefit from. You benefit from every single transaction. Everything you buy there is beneficial. Pillows, mattresses, all these pillows are listed, by the way. You go to MyPillow.com, and they got a whole list of all kinds of different pillows and different things that they are putting together to make your sleep experience the best it possibly can be. Get all the good stuff at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to make the experience even better, because you get up to 65% off of the items that are available at MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, for those of you who are fans of the Good Day Health Show podcasts, you'll be interested to know the most recent podcast featuring Dr. Ken is, well, there are a number of things we discuss, obviously. We take apart a lot of things. The current podcast discusses research that suggests that treating depression in 15 to 25-year-olds gets better results with talk therapy than with drug therapy. You may want to follow that if you have a youngster that's in question. Also, we discuss obesity, now known to accelerate brain function decline. That was part of the medical news in this current edition of Good Day Health Show, the podcast there. Let's see, there's an alarming increase in colorectal cancer with young people. We'll talk about that and why. Good news that the Department of Human Services is looking into why prescription drugs in Canada are much more affordable than the ones you can buy here in the United States. That's an important audio lesson. And then Dr. Ken on this current podcast explains heartburn, acid reflux, and that sort of thing. So your good health is the focus of our discussions, as you can tell every week here on the Good Day Health Show. The podcast is available at gooddayhealthshow.com. So there's this paleo diet thing. You like the Mediterranean diet, right?
I do.
Yeah. So why do you suppose this paleo diet is all about vegetables, isn't it?
Not only. It's about getting back to how our ancestors ate. And it's not only about vegetables. And that's part of the problem with the paleo diet, that it does have a lot of high-fat animal protein. Uh-huh. And the problem is you have low to moderate carbohydrate intake, so it excludes cereal, grains, wheat, rye, barley, oat, corns, brown rice, to name a few. And these are great sources of fiber, the B vitamins, iron, magnesium, and selenium. It actually restricts dairy products, and this can create a deficiency of calcium and vitamin D, which are critical to bone health. And saturated fats are suggested in very generous amounts. Actually, this can obviously hurt the kidneys and the heart. Mm. There's high intake of red meat and high-fat meat. And also just segments foods into good and bad, which is not helpful to people's psyche.
All right, there's some insight into the paleo diet. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health.
Mom. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is the doctor in the house or frequently here, and we have the services now of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who follows the medical journals so we can stay abreast of all the latest, whether it's cancer treatments, whether it's arthritis, whatever it is that what is it you're eating now that may affect you and your longevity. All those things get studied. Ken looks at the results of the studies and helps to, in a way that we can all understand, sort of paraphrase the results. Interesting doctor's overview of legalizing recreational marijuana. A lot of people are interested in this. It has been legalized in a number of states, I think 8 states now, including Massachusetts, Colorado, California, Washington State, Oregon. I forget where the other ones are. So what is this perspective, Ken?
Well, in Florida, there is an effort to get it on the ballot. Yeah. They're trying to collect signatures, and they've made it to about 1/10, which is a milestone. It requires the courts to then look into it and give an opinion. And that's why, and I've been asked by a number of people to discuss a doctor's perspective on legalizing recreational marijuana. The Florida Medical Association, or FMA, has actually come down against this. But let me talk about it personally, because I do understand, Doug, the libertarian view, that you're should be allowed to do what you want to your body, and the state should get out of the way. But I understand that, but I'm also concerned that if we legalize recreational marijuana, the message to too many young people will be that it is safe. But there are clear health problems with recreational use. Marijuana intoxication, it leads to rapid heartbeats, increased blood pressure, or in the elderly can actually severely lower their blood pressure when they change positions. It can increase the heart rate. It can produce red eye, dry mouth, increase appetite, unstable ability to walk, slurred speech. Complications associated with intoxication with inhalation include acute worsening and poor symptom control in patients who use asthma. You can actually have a collapsed lung. The risk of heart attack among regular marijuana users has been found to be as high as almost 5 times non-users. Marijuana intoxication results in neuropsychiatric effects. Marijuana users may experience dissatisfaction with life, panic, hallucinations, mystical thinking, increased self-consciousness, and signs of psychosis. Marijuana slows reaction time and impairs attention, concentration, short-term memory, and risk assessment. Marijuana users also impairs their motor coordination and interferes with the ability to complete complex tasks that require divided attention. A marijuana user may think he or she is safe and no longer impaired. Several hours after the acute mood altering effects have resolved, marijuana use interferes with the ability to operate automobiles, trains, and motorcycles. And lastly, drivers using marijuana are 2 to 7 times more likely to be responsible for accidents compared to drivers not using any drugs or alcohol.
Well, I'm not here as an apologist. I do have those libertarian views of which you speak, and I also, most people know who listen to me on the radio, that I am preparing to grow cannabis on my farm and hemp as well. I'm more interested in the hemp, frankly. The cannabis is a means to an end for me, that is to save my farm. But there are a lot of questions, and they are legitimate questions and concerns. Some have been researched, some of them haven't. I think the jury is still out, but that was in a very impassioned and intelligent overview of the situation. I don't mean that to sound condescending. I just think you gave us all something to think about, and that's pretty sobering. Here's something else to think about. Getting healthy, the way of the wind, the way of the world. Most people who are the proper weight for their height are healthy. If you are not the proper weight for your health, time to get on the lose the weight train. And the best train is run by Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the way to naturally lose weight. So don't let the heaviness get in the way of your life and your happiness. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's been going on now. They've had this formula for 20-some-odd years. It really works. Check it out at toploss.com. 90-day supply, $20 off, free shipping as well. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.